to perform these duties well. But now all this is changed. Cabs, trains, trams render speed unnecessary. The pursuit of food becomes easier. His wife is no longer hunted, but rather, in view of the crowded matrimonial market, seeks him out. One needs wits now to live, and physical activity is a drug, a snare even. It seeks artificial outlets and overflows in games. Athleticism takes up time and cripples a man in his competitive examinations and in business. So is your fleshy man handicapped against his subtler brother. He is unsuccessful in life, does not marry. The better, adapted, survive.
The coming man, then, will clearly have a larger brain and a slighter body than the present. But the professor makes one exception to this.
The human hand, since it is the teacher and interpreter of the brain, will become constantly more powerful and subtle as the rest of the musculature dwindles.
Then, in the physiology of these children of men with their expanding brains, their great sensitive hands and diminishing bodies, great changes were necessarily worked.
"We see now," says the professor.